These days, cell phones are often used as a security device. Text messages sent to your phone can be used to confirm your identity when you're logging into your email, social media, or your bank account. This dual-factor authentication is supposed to protect you. But now hackers are using it to steal people's identity with a tactic called SIM swapping. Deborah Wong of member station KUOW in Seattle explains how one woman learned about SIM swapping the hard way and what her experience means for the rest of us.
Ruby, and we're only using her first name to protect her privacy, is a young working woman in Seattle who likes a certain social media platform.
I'm on Instagram a lot. I think Instagram is really funny. So I'm a typical Instagram user. I just had a very special name.
Ruby's very special Instagram username was Ruby, just Ruby. And it was special because on Instagram and other social media platforms, single short usernames are considered cool and are coveted by users. They're called OG usernames. So Ruby got her username about 5 years ago. And once she became at Ruby, interesting things started happening.
I just got probably like 10, 20 followers a day of just strangers. And I think most of them were kind of shell accounts. You know, they wouldn't have very many posts or they wouldn't follow many people, but they would have a lot of followers. Or their name was Ruby something. And so they would message me and say, I want your username.
Some offered to buy her name for as much as $5,000. Now, Ruby didn't bite. But a couple of months ago, she got a message from a guy who wanted to buy her username. And he said,
my starting offer is $25,000.
That's right, $25,000. Now, Ruby's reaction was, there is no way this guy is serious.
And so I negotiated with him because I thought it was a joke. And I was like, you know, this username is worth so much. I get offers all the time. Look at all these people named Ruby that follow me. I want $100,000.
Wow.
And okay. He was like, okay, how about $35,000? And I said, not even close, $85,000. And then he said, I'll give you $65,000, and that's my final offer. I thought, that's hilarious.
Now, the sale did not actually happen. The negotiations didn't pan out. But a couple of weeks later, maybe coincidentally and maybe not, Ruby's Instagram account was hacked. She was sitting at her computer when she got this notification from Instagram.
We noticed a new login, Ruby. A login from a device you don't usually use. This is an Apple iPhone in Chicago, Illinois, logged into my account at 2:08 p.m. So I get that email. So I go in and I change my password at 2:08, at the same minute. I'm like, really fast. Okay. Not fast enough, because at 2:11, I get another email. This is confirmation that the password for your Instagram account, Ruby Dunn, has just been changed. So they changed my username and they changed my password.
They had changed it to Ruby Dunn.
Ruby Dunn.
Oh my gosh.
Like a slap in the face.
So that's when Ruby realized her Instagram account had been stolen out from under her. And as she's contemplating this, the other shoe falls. She had been expecting a call on her cell phone at 2:00. And then she realized the call never came.
And then my text messages stopped going through. And then I got a notice on my phone that said, no SIM card. So I knew exactly how they had gotten my account. They had SIM swapped me.
Yes, Ruby had been SIM swapped. So what is SIM swapping? A SIM is that little card in your phone that contains your account information. SIM swapping is when hackers impersonate you and convince your phone carrier to transfer your account to a phone they control. There's supposed to be safeguards in place to prevent this from happening. If you want to make changes to your account, you're supposed to give a passcode or show your ID or answer security questions. But those safeguards don't always work. Sometimes hackers can provide enough information to successfully impersonate you, and sometimes the phone company doesn't ask for it. Allison Nixon is the director of security research for a cyber intelligence firm called Flashpoint.
I mean, think about the business model of a phone company, right? If you show up waving a grand of cash in your hand and you want to buy a new phone, they're not going to turn you away just because you forgot your PIN.
And in some cases, phone company employees have actually been accused of working with the hackers. Federal prosecutors in Michigan recently charged 9 people in a case involving SIM swapping. 3 of them were phone company employees. Here's Allison Nixon again.
Think about how much they get paid, right? Retail level employees. If a criminal approaches them and says, hey, I'll give you $500 if you swap this SIM, and I'll give you $500 for every single SIM that you swap, I mean, very quickly, that employee is going to be making tens of thousands of dollars.
So that's how they do it. Now to the why. There are a lot of reasons hackers may want to control your phone. Here's Chester Wisniewski. He's a cybersecurity researcher with the security firm Sophos.
It's not because they want to get calls from all your friends. It's probably because that phone number is being used as an identity. And that's the core of this problem, is a phone number has kind of become an identity in the United States.
People often use their phones as a kind of security device. If you forget a password, you can have a text sent to your phone with a reset code. So if hackers control your phone, they could potentially do a lot of damage. Those hackers in Michigan we mentioned earlier, they're accused of stealing more than $2.4 million in cryptocurrency from people whose phones they SIM swapped. In another case, a Bitcoin investor says he lost $24 million. He's now suing AT&T. So is there anything you can do to protect yourself against SIM swapping? Allison Nixon says not totally.
My answer kind of sucks. There's a lot that you cannot do. And the reason why is because the fault is not on your end. It's at the provider's end. Very often we get stories from victims, and over again, it paints a picture of the victims following all the best practices. They did nothing wrong. They made no security mistakes, none of that. Their password was perfectly strong, but they still got hacked.
There are things you can do to make yourself less of a target, though. Cell providers allow you to put a passcode on your cell phone account, but Allison Nixon says those can be easily bypassed. If possible, she says, don't provide your cell phone number at all when you sign up for accounts on the internet, and don't agree to two-factor authentication that uses text messaging. To log into your accounts more securely, you can use any number of software programs and apps. There's even hardware you can use, like a key fob or a USB device. Now, Ruby was able to get her phone account back, but her Instagram account? That's a complicated story. Eventually, Instagram restored Ruby's account to her, but then she started getting harassed again. So in the end, she decided to give the account back to Instagram.
I mean, I don't want to have to privatize everything in my life just because I have a OG username. Like, who cares? I got other things going on.
Do you feel like you just kind of put this behind you? It's done?
Yeah, I'll always remember having such a special username, but it really became too much.
So what's to prevent Ruby's hackers from now getting that account? We asked Instagram that. In an email, a spokesperson said if someone chooses not to take back their hacked username, then after a time, it becomes available to anyone. For Here and Now, I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.